Many great thinkers throughout history have spoken about trying to live a life of moderation. But the term that's used is the golden mean, the middle path. We find this maybe not even first in Jewish sources, but Socrates, Plato, Aristotle wrote a lot about it. Confucius, the great Chinese thinker. So in many cultures, we find this idea of trying to live in the middle path, the golden mean. So I'd like to try to explore that topic within Jewish Machshava, and also to see not just the fact that it's presented in Jewish Machshava, but to see how it's different in Jewish Machshava as opposed to a standard interpretation of the middle path of the golden mean. So first of all, the first question we should really ask is the source. Is it really Socrates and Plato and Aristotle and Confucius? Is that where the golden mean, the middle path, is that where it comes from? So there are already indications in Tanakh to this idea. So for instance, we have a pasuk in the fourth parak of Mishlei. Al tat yamin usmol haser raglecha meira. So what does that mean? So the Malbim explains, don't go to the right. Don't veer too much to the left. And by doing this, by staying in the middle of the road, so haser raglecha meira, you will remove from your legs, you will remove from your path evil. You will avoid evil. You will avoid bad qualities. You will avoid misfortune if you don't veer to the right and you don't veer to the left. Pasuk in Koheles. Al tiyat tzadik harbe, this is in Parag Zion. Don't be such a big tzadik. And al tarsha harbe. Al tirasha harbe, tarsha harbe. And don't become too evil. So when you say it in that sense, right? When you say don't go too far to the left, stay in the middle. Okay, that we can understand, right? If you're driving on a road, there's no one else on the highway, so you might as well be in the middle. It gives you room on the right and the left. It's the safest. But here we're saying, don't be too big of a tzaddik. That seems to be a little bit of a surprise. I would think it's good to be a big tzaddik. And Koheles says, it's good to be a tzaddik, but not too much. Moderation. Try to find the mutsa, the middle. Try to find the derech hamamutsa. So even if we do find it in Mishlei, and we do find it in Koheles, and if we're talking about Mishlei and Koheles, if we're talking about Shlomo HaMelech, so we're way before Socrates and Plato and Aristotle and Confucius. We're way before them. So yes, we do see in Tanakh first this idea of the middle path. But it's a pasuk here, it's a pasuk there. The one in Jewish Machshava who really develops it is the Rambam. So we're going to take a look at the Rambam's two major treatments of this topic. Again, the Rambam is the major, is the one who gives the most major treatment to it in Jewish thought, and the Rambam's major treatment of it is the in Hilchos Deos, in the beginning of Hilchos Deos, and in Shmona Perakim, which is the Rambam's introduction to Pirkei Avos. So let's begin with Hilchos Deos. So here we have the Rambam, Hilchos Deos, Perak Aleph. Haderech HaYishara, Hi Mida Beinus. The straight path, the Yasher way to go, is the middle. B'chol deya v'deya, b'chol deya sheish ladam. In each deya, in each character trait that you have, try to live in the middle. V'ya deya shirachoka mishteya k'tzavot richok shava. And this is the path that's equal distant from both extremes. You have an extreme to the right, you have an extreme to the left. Equidistant from both extremes is the middle. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that in each midah, you always just go straight for the middle. It might be that certain situations demand a little bit to the right. Certain situations demand a little bit to the left. But the idea is that in general, we're supposed to be in the middle. When you add everything together, your general outlook is supposed to be in the middle. Lefikach, tzivu chachamim rishonim, she'adam sam de'os of tamid. And that's why we're supposed to constantly be assessing our ways. U'mishayar osam, mechabin osam, mederach emtos. We're supposed to try to assess them and direct them to be in the middle. Kadeshia shalem begufo. In order that we can reach a certain level of shlemas, ketzad, what's an example? Lo ye balchema noach lichos. don't be an angry person who's quick to anger. Velo kemesh eno margish, and don't be like a dead person who has no emotions. It's also not good. Ela benoni, be in the middle. What does that mean? Lo yichos ela al davar gadol shiroi lichos. Only get upset about something that really demands getting angry. Kadesh lo yasak yotzo bo pamacheres, in order so that you inform the person who did it how upset it made you, so that they don't do it again. So if they do something that, if you get angry about something small, then that's not good. If somebody does horrible things to you and you're just totally, you know, tired about it, you don't respond at all, that's also not good. You have to get angry, but only when it really is warranted. Or another example, lo yikbots yado biyoser. Don't be overly stingy, but also lo yifazir mon mono. Don't just give away all your money. Rather, give tzedakah when necessary. Give a loan when necessary. But do it in a balanced way. Maybe that's the real word we're looking for here. Moderation, balance, right? You know, with a balance scale. So you have to be in the middle in order for the balance to be, in order for there to be balance on the scale. V'lo yamuhulo, you shouldn't be, silly and the sochek and always like giggling and laughing. But in other time, it's of ona. But also, you shouldn't be depressed, though, and morbid. You should be happy. Happy is the middle. It's not silly and immature and goofy, but it's not sad and depressed. You should be smiley, greet people with a smile on your face. And so too by all other midos. The derech zu hi derech hachachomim. Person who lives this way, this is the way of the Chachamim. Call Adam Shadeos of Deos Beinonios Mimutsos. Anyone whose character traits are in the middle and they're balanced is called a Chacham. So this is the Rambam's presentation of the middle path, the Derech HaMemutsa, the Derech Beinonis, the middle path. There's a mission in Avos, beginning of the second Perek, where the Rambam also tries to learn that that was pshat and what's going on in the Mishnah there. Rebbe Omer, first Mishnah, Ezehu derech yishara shiavar lo adam. What's the straight path? The straight path is whatever tferes lo seo, tferes lo min adam. Something that brings splendor to God and or to the person who's doing it. Machlokas, Rebbe Yonah, I believe, brings two different deos. And tferes lo min adam, and it brings splendor to other people. Other people are happy about it. So the Rambam says, oh, derech yishara. What does that mean, derech yishara? Why did Rabbi pick that? Why doesn't he say derech nechona? Why does he say derech yishara? So the Rambam comments and says, oh, you know what the derech yishara is? Those are the mailos hamemutzos. That's the middle. And that's what's going to make people happy with you and God happy with you when you're in the middle. And now you look back at the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph, and you see where he got the Lashon from. Haderech hayishara, that's the Mishnah. Rebbe Omer, Ezu Derech Yishara. So Rambam tells you in Hilchos Deos, the Derech Yishara is to be in the middle. Okay, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. Very famous Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Deos. We then have the Rambam in Shmona Prakim. So we go down a little bit. Everyone see where I am now on the source sheet? Benji, you see where I am? Okay, good. So this is the Rambam in Shmona Prakim. Now, the Rambam's Marech here, but I chopped up little pieces for you. So let's take a look what he says here. We'll read it quickly because he says basically what he said in Hilchos Deos, but he adds in a small little nuance. Hamaisim atovim heim hamaisim hashavim hamemutzaim ben shnei tzavot shneihem raim. Good actions are the ones that we do that reflect being in the middle between two extremes because the extremes are bad. Now, this is already different. Why is this different? Because the Rambam here is not talking about character traits. He's talking now about how those character traits manifest themselves. What do I mean by how they manifest themselves? The actions that you do. So good maisim are the ones that reflect being in the memutza. Now the two extremes are bad. One of them is tosefes and one of them is chisaron. One is too much and one is too little. Mailos amidos hein tchunos nafshos v'kinyan memutza. Now, if you want to talk about mitos, so by midos also, it's when you have a tchunos nafshios, you have character traits, and kinyonim, and you've acquired traits, that are mimutzayim. That might mean tchunas nafshios, might mean inborn, because the Rambam talks about that in Hilchos Deos as well. Certain people are born with inborn qualities. You can have a guy who's just born as a sweet, friendly guy. And for someone else, it's hard. They have to work on that. They're not naturally friendly and sweet. So he says, whether it's a tchuna nafshios, something you're born with, or whether it's something that you acquired, the ideal in all those areas are when they're mimutzayim ben shtei tchunos ros, when they're in the middle between the extremes. One is too much and one is too little. So he spoke about two different things here. And that's why his presentation here is slightly different. In Hilchos Deos, it was about character traits, because that's what Hilchos Deos is about. But the Rambam here says also, that's how we judge our actions. When your actions are mimutza. So let's see example that he brings. Minatchunos ha'ilu titchayvena ha'pulo sahen. And sure enough, when your character traits are in the middle, so then that means that the behavior you'll do will likely also be in the middle because it flows from who you are. So for instance, Mashal b'zeh zehirus. What's zehirus? So he says zehirus is a mida mimutzas between rov ataiva and heder hergesh vehana. You have a person who is rov taiva, he's overcome with passion, he can't control himself, and he acts just based on his passions without thinking. Then you have another person on the other extreme, he has no passions, he has no drive, doldrums, he doesn't react at all. So zehirus is mi pu'ulos hatovos utchunos hanefesher t'chayvenu imena zehirus. So when we speak about zehirus is first of all a character trait. It means that I'm not super baltaiva. I'm also not heder hergish. And the resulting from that will be the tchunas hanefesh of zehirus, which is milos amidos. So I'm going to have my character traits of being in the middle. And then the actions that I do, I'm not going to act in a way that reflects rov taiva. And I'm not going to act in a way that reflects no desire at all. Heder hergish. So rov taiva is one ktzeh rishon. Heder hergesh hanola gamre is the ktzeya acharon. Ushtem ra gomor. They're both very bad. Ushte tzchunos anefesh. Hashem ayem yitchayva roba taiva. And so too, so a person who indulges as opposed to a person who never does anything that they enjoy, that's going to flow from where? From the tzchunos of yisera and the tzchunos chesera. Okay, this is the Rambam in his two major presentations, Hilchos Deos and the fourth parak of Shmoneh Prakim. Now the Rambam tells us here that the reason why he feels it's so important to describe the Derech HaMemutza, the Derech Beinoni, is because he's coming to respond to people who go to extremes. And the Rambam tells us that sometimes it's important to go to an extreme. Why? Because when you go to an extreme, it allows you to fix a problem with yourself. So here in Shmoneh Prakim, Sometimes, since a person is sometimes born and he isn't naturally a Baal Maila or a Baal Chisaron, in certain areas, you're not just naturally going to be in the middle. First of all, the way you were brought up. So first of all, you might have a certain inborn proclivity towards one type of behavior. Second of all, you might have nurture. You might have your family setting, your town that's going to drive you in a certain way. Let's say you are brought up in a very wealthy house. And therefore, you're just, as a kid, you're brought up that you enjoy lots of delicacies and luxuries. So if it goes to an extreme, then that's not healthy. You have to fix that. So what are you supposed to do? So it could be that you're brought up in a house where you have a very balanced perspective. It could be where you're brought up and you end up having an extreme. It could be muteres or mechusaros. It could be extreme one way or the other. V'tinaf sholchola. So now you have a sick soul. Your character traits are ill and you need to fix them. Roy shielcha b'refuah. So b'derech refuah sagufim. So you're going to do just like we do by the body. What do you do in the body? If somebody has a fever, so we put like a cold compress on his head in order to cool him down a little bit. Okay, nowadays we have Tylenol, so that'll take your fever down. But before that, what would they do? They would put a wet towel on his head. So sometimes when you're sick, you need to go to an extreme in order to get better. So you have to be near al ezet sad nota. You have to see which way is a person leaning. So you have to do the extreme opposite in order to get it back to the middle. So he says, for instance, let me give you an example. If you have a person who has a characteristic that yechser banafsho mikol tova lerov hakilus, he's very stingy. And this is a prisos, mi-prisos ha-nefesh. If he's acting in a very stingy way, that means that inside he has a character trait that's off. If he's acting very stingy. So what's his character trait that's off? It must be that he has a character trait of stinginess. That's why he's doing actions of stinginess. So what's he going to do? At the hapoel, asher yasa mipulosar, he ends up doing these bad actions. Ukishinirta lirifuos, lirapos, when he wants to get healed from this sickness, what would we say? We wouldn't tell him, okay, so be generous. We don't tell him, okay, practice being generous, because generous, says the Rambam, is the middle. Being generous is the middle. What's the extreme? The extreme is to be mefazer, to just throw away all your money, to just be quick to part with your money. Generous means I understand the value of money, I guard my money, but I'm willing to part with it for important things, and when I do part with it, I part with it generously. Person who's stingy doesn't give up his money even for an important thing. And a person who's just mefazer his money, so he gives up his money even for unimportant things. So he says, to get you, to heal you from your stinginess, we're not going to tell you to be generous. Rather, we're going to tell you to be mefazer. V'yichpol ma'isapizor, pam achar pam, pamim rabos. And we're going to make you do it a bunch of times until you remove from inside you this quality that's causing your stinginess. And we make it that you almost come to being mefazer. And what do you do by doing that? You end up arriving back. We end up taking away from you the pizur. And now we tell you, okay, you practice pizur for a while. Now let's work on nedivus. Because in order to get to an extreme, to get to the middle, you have to sometimes go to an extreme. But here's the problem. The problem is, harbei pa'amim yitu b'nei adam b'elu apulos v'yachshavu echem ektzavos tovu ma'ilu ma'alas nefesh. They sometimes made the error in thinking, people sometimes see other people acting in an extreme way, and they think that it's valuable to be an extremist. Why? This is kulo tos, it's completely an error. He says, I'll tell you why. Because yes, sometimes, the truth is, you should realize the mimutza is the ideal. The elod tzarach adam shi'chaving. That's what you have to try to arrive at, the middle. Aval masha asu osam achasidim b'ktsas hazmanim b'ktsas anashim e'am gamkein. Sometimes you see people and they're very pious and they seem to be going to an extreme with fasting and waking up in the middle of the night to learn or daven, and they're not eating basar and they're not drinking wine, and they distance themselves completely from nashim, and they wear clothing that's not comfortable, and they go and they are separate themselves into deserts. Lo asu davarza elami derech refuos. The reason they're doing this is to deal with something that they know that they have to work on. So they go to an extreme in order to work on themselves, to get them to the middle. Or they're doing it because they live, let's say they're going out to the desert, it could be because they live someplace where the people are just so evil, that's the only way to avoid their negative influences. So therefore they have to leave. Therefore they're barchu to the midbarios. But v'kasher ro aksilim achasidim, some fools would see these people doing these actions, and they didn't realize that their intention was just to heal themselves, just to work on something. They think that this is an ideal. You might see a person, a tzaddik, and he's not eating so much, and you think, oh, this is an ideal. I should starve myself. No, you don't realize he's doing it now for a week. He's doing it for a month. He's working on himself. Then he's going to go back to the middle. But they mistakenly think that it's an ideal. And therefore, they start inflicting on their bodies all types of suffering. And they think that by doing this, they're getting a mida tova and a maila. And they don't realize, heim lo yadu she'elu ha'pu'ulos arose. But our Torah, it's shalem, it's tamim. As we say, Torah Hashem Tamima. Lo zachra davar mizeh. You don't see the Torah telling you to do these things. Rather, the Torah wants a person to be natural, to be normal. This is it. The Rambam just said, be normal. Be tiv'i. Holech v'derech ha'mtsayis. Take the middle path. Yochal mashi yeshlechol b'shivun. Eat what needs to be eaten, but in moderation. But don't not eat. Drink what needs to be drank, but balanced. Have bia when it's mutter for you to have bia, but do it balanced. Live in the city and live straightforward, honestly, with integrity. Don't go escape into midbaros and harim. Wear comfortable clothing. And he says, this is the reason, this is a famous line from the Rambam, this is the reason why the Pasuk tells us that a Nazir needs to bring a carbon. V'chiper alav me'asher chata ala nefesh. He brings a carbon chatos. Asks the Gemara, the Chazal, in many locations, in Tainus, in the Darim, in Nazir, Sota, in Bava Kama, in Shvuas. V'chi al ezach nefesh chatos. What do you mean? He has to bring a carbon chatos. What chait did he do? Because he was monei himself from wine. He acted extreme. He said, I'm not drinking any wine at all. So it's a kal v'chomer. If this guy who just denied himself wine needs kapara, someone who cuts himself off completely from all pleasure, halachas kama v'kama, that he's sinning against himself. So the Rambam is speaking out against people who go to an extreme, and he's telling us to be in the middle. But there's a big chiddush in what he's saying, because to go to the extreme of evil, I understand. That I understand why that's negative. But why is it so negative to go to the extreme of good? You know, what we would think is good. To be a tzaddik harbe, if we want to use the pasuk there in Koheles. Why is that so bad? Okay, I understand that if you starve yourself and you don't eat, I understand that could be an extreme. To be a glutton and to eat all day and then to starve, I understand why that. But some things, let's say generosity. Why is it so bad to be mafazir your money? So you give away your money to everyone. Haven't we all heard these stories about, you know, I don't know, a Rebbe and he had no money, and then when he finally made money, he gave it away to the first ani who came to him. Why is it bad to give away your money? Okay, it's a little extreme, but why is the extreme bad? Now it's interesting. I think there's a diuk to be made in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't, even though he says that it's bad, and it's true, we saw he used the lashon that they're both ra gomer. There's a Rambam that we learned recently in Pirkei Avos that I hadn't paid attention to before. And I think here the Rambam does tell you that even though they're both Ra Gomer, they're not the same. So take a look here in Pirkei of Maseches Avos. Here's the Rambam's Perush. So, and he's going to go back to one of the examples that he spoke about before. He says as follows. Echad min haktzavos yoter roi b'shem hara v'echad yikor chet o po'el bilti nachon. He says, when you're talking about the extremes, and I, the Rambam, am very against you going to the extremes, but you should realize one of them is Ra, and the other one is a sin, or at least maybe we should call it not proper. So even though the Rambam before had said that they're both Ra Gomor, here you see that the Rambam says that they're not equally Ra. Bahamashal Bazen, he gives an example. Zahirus, which we already spoke about. Zahirus means having your Yetzirah in check. So he says, Zahirus is Tov Gomer B'li Safek. That's the middle. You have passions, but they're not in control of you. So you eat and you drink and you have marital relations and you do things that are physical, but they don't take control of you. They're balanced. So he says, Rova Taiva is Ra Gomer B'li Safek. One extreme is Ra Taiva. And that is for short bad. Ra Gomer. What about the other side? Heder Hergish Behana. You don't have so much of a desire for things. Or you're lacking desire. Afa pishu ra, it is bad. Omnam eno kirov hataiva. It's not as bad, though, as rov hataiva. That's much worse. And therefore, we would call it a chait, or a poel bilti nachon, or an action that's not ideal. So you see in there already the idea here that there's a chiddush going on. Because it's hard to say that one of them is as bad as the other. But yet the Rambam says we are equally commanded to distance ourselves from both. We're commanded to equally distance ourselves from both. Okay. This is also a Rambam, just in the interest of time, I'm not going to read all of it inside, but this is also the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. I thought I put it here on the source sheet. It's in Perek Gimel, excuse me. So I'll give you a chance to look at it, but it's the same idea of, since a person might say Kinah and Tiber so bad, maybe Ephrosh Ben Biyoser, I'll go totally away from them. I won't eat meat, I won't drink wine, I won't get married. Excuse me, says the Rambam, Gamze Derech Ra. No, this is also bad. And it's Asr Leilechba. And if you take this path, you're a Chote. And then he quotes about the Nazir. And therefore, Chachamim told us, don't Asr onto yourself things that the Torah doesn't Asr. Don't take Nidarim and Shvuos. And that's what the Torah says. What? Lo Dayachem Asha Asr Torah? It's not enough, the things that Torah Asr'd? And this is what he says, V'alkein Dvarim Elu Kiyotzvim Tziva Shlomo HaMelech. This is what Shlomo HaMelech told us, V'omar Al Tiet Tzadik Harbe. Don't be too big of a tzadik. If the Torah didn't Asr something, don't go ahead and Asr something the Torah didn't Asr. So, as of right now, what we've basically done is we've seen the Rambam Shita, the Derech HaMemutza. If you naturally are in the middle, that's beautiful. If you're not, you need to be Sam Deos of Tamid. You have to constantly assess your ways and get yourself into the middle. The extremes are bad. It could be one extreme is not as bad as the other, but they're both bad and you need to be in the middle. And it's true, sometimes people go to extremes, but those extremes are there to get them to the middle. They're trying to fix themselves. If somebody wakes up and says, you know what, I really feel like I'm too much of a Baal Taiva. I feel like I'm too much of a stingy person. I'm too much of a Baal Kas. So you need to take steps to get yourself into the middle. And unfortunately, sometimes people see others acting in these extreme ways, which are only being done to fix themselves, and they don't realize that, and they think it's an ideal. So if you need to become a Nazir because you're addicted to wine, so become a Nazir. But if a person thinks that it's ideal to be a Nazir, the Torah reminds us that that's not true by being Mechayev Achatas. The Karban Chatas doesn't mean that it wasn't Roy for you to be a Nazir this time. You took a Nazirus, Stam Nazirus is 30 days. You took upon yourself a Nazirus for 30 days because you said, you know what, recently I've been giving into my Taiva too much. So I need to take some steps to distance Taiva. So I'm going to take upon myself no wine. And I remember a guy in Yeshiva told me once, he sees he's too addicted to food. So and he said he goes to Bayit Cham or he goes to a Vad or he goes to like Pachad Yitzchak. And he has like 7 pieces of cake, pachad cake. So he says, I realize like I'm an extremist. So he said, you know what? No baked goods for 2 months. I'm not even eating any baked goods, any pastries, no rugelach, no muffins for 2 months because I need to break this. Okay. So that could have been a positive decision. And like a Nazir, but he's still going to bring a Karban Chatas, the Nazir, because we need to be reminded that a life of a Nazir is not ideal. It's an extreme. And we don't want extremes. The only problem with all of this is that when you look after the Rambam presents the Chacham, the middle, he then says the following. Take a look at this. This is still in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Deos. But a person who's really medaktik with himself, and he distances himself from the middle a little bit, he veers a little bit from the middle, is called a chassid. Such a person is called a chassid. Now, which way does he veer himself? So thanks to that Rambam we learned in Hilchos, in Pirkei Avos, we already know that there's one extreme which is not as bad as the other. So it's probably going to be towards that extreme that you distance yourself a little bit. So if you're nota, I shouldn't say distance, if you veer slightly in one direction, you're called a chassid. Ketzad, give me an example. Mishi yisrachik migova halev adak tzea achron. If a person distances himself a little bit from Gaiva, and he goes to the extreme, even, via Shvel Ruach, and he's a shval ruach, and he's not just an anav, but he's really a super anav, so he's called the chassid. And this is midas chassidus. If he's nisrachik ad ha'emtza bilvad, if he goes just to the middle, so then he's an anav, and he's called the chacham, because that's midas hachachma. V'al derech zu shar kol hadeos. And this is how it's going to be with all of your character traits. The chassidim rishonim would be matin deo shalom derech amtzos keneged shtek tzavos. They used to always veer slightly in a direction. Some deos, they'd be matin keneged tzeachron. V'yesh deo shematim tzeachron. Sometimes towards this one, sometimes towards that one. And all of this behavior is lifnim mishur esadin. This is all beyond the letter of the law. Umitzuvim anu. But if you want to know what the law is, mitzuvim anu lo leches bedrachim ha'elu abeinonim. We need to go in the middle path. Vehem adrachim atovim vayisharim. These are the good ways. Shenemar v'halachta bedrachav. And this is v'halachta bedrachav. This is following in Hashem's ways. What do we mean by that? Because that's what we learn about the mitzvah of halachta bedrachav, of imitating God. Just like he's called Chanun, so you should also be called Chanun. Just like he's called Rachum, so you should also be called Rachum. Apparently the Rambam's learning that being a Chanun and being a Rachum, that's the middle. So you see that Hashem's in the middle. Mahu nikur kadosh avato hoye kadosh. V'al derech zu karon avim l'kol l'kel, b'chol osan akinuyim, erech apayim, rav chesed, tzadik, yashar, tamim, gibor, chazak, l'hodiya shehen drachim tovim v'yisharim, to teach us that these are the right ways to live. V'chayiv odom lanhig, lahanig atzmo behen, ulhidomos olov, elov kfi kocho. And that's our chiyuv, and we should try as best as we can to do it, because by doing it, we're fulfilling the mitzvah of halachta bedrachav. This is the question I want to leave you off with today. At the end of the day, what does the Rambam want me to do? Does he want me to be a chacham, or does he want me to be a chassid? Does he think that the chacham is the ideal, and he's just describing the chassid? Or does he want me to be the chassid? On the one hand, it sounds for sure that the chacham is better. He just said, that's what we're mechuyev to do, mitzuvim anu leches, in the middle. He calls the chacham the derech Hashem. He calls it the v'halachta bedrachav. The truth is, I'll read to you one more Rambam. The Rambam, in the next halacha, he says like this. This is the middle path that we're chayev to follow. It's nikreis derech zu derech Hashem. This is called the derech Hashem. V'hi shalom ad Avram avinu lebonav. This is what Avram taught his children when it says, ki yedati v'lamana sheyitzave. And if you're holich b'derech zu, you're mevi tova u'bracha li'atzmo. So, not only does he say we're mitzuvim, and not only does he say that it's v'halachta bedrachav, he calls it the derech Hashem. This is what Avram said, did. So on the one hand, it seems very clear that that's the ideal, to be the chacham. On the other hand, when he talks about the chassid, he doesn't say anything negative about him. The extremist, he spoke negatively about. The chassid, he just says, this is derech chassidus. In fact, he says, such a person who's medakdek al atzmo. That sounds positive to be medakdek al atzmo. He says it's lifnim mishuras hadin. It's beyond the letter of the law. So it definitely sounds ideal. So I'm not asking if you chayev to be a chassid. I'm asking if I'm trying to do it the best. What's the best? Is the best the middle? Or is the best to be a chassid?